September 11th, any of us that lived through it, we all remember where we were, what we were doing that day. If you go to our WAVE Facebook page right now, there's a place for you to share your memories of where you were when you first heard the news of the attacks on our nation. Myself, I had been working in New Jersey. I was at a radio station there, WJLK. We had just gotten off the air doing our morning show, of course, my co-host Suzanne and myself. And of course, it's Eastern time zone, so it was actually 8:50, whatever it was. And somebody called us and said, hey, a plane just hit one of the World Trade Towers. And we thought, and the guy that told us, the guy was kind of a joker, and we thought, well, what's the punchline? He goes, no, really, turn on the TV. We had a TV in our studio there, and we turned it on, and everybody was just standing there. We couldn't believe what we were seeing. We went back on the air, and I'd say for the next 2 weeks, we didn't play any music whatsoever. We just spent the entire time talking about water drives, supply drives for the first responders that were crossing the river into New York. At one point during our coverage of 9/11 in 2001, we got off the air for a few minutes, and I walked out to the parking lot of the radio station, and we were close enough to New York City that I could actually see the smoke rising from the horizon. It was a sight I will never ever forget. September 11th, by the way, up until that point, had always just been my mom's birthday. My mom would have been 92 years old today, but September 11th took on a whole nother meaning after that. 16 years ago today, at this moment, America suffered the worst attack in her history. Shining skyline of New York City to our nation's capital to a field in rural Pennsylvania. Those attackers, by the way, they didn't realize that their acts of cowardice would only serve to awaken us, to bind us closer, and to strengthen our resolve. And you'll recall, as President Bush said through a megaphone that day, soon the whole world would hear us. And indeed they did. Please join 101.9 The Wave in a moment of silence as we remember the lives lost on September 11th, 2001. We will never forget.
Still